Eckhart, could you just explain to me, first of all, what your role is with the work that you're doing at Genesee?
I do reforestation consulting for Capital Power. It began just with tree planting and then sort of evolved into managing the reforestation program for them. And so planning reforestation areas, sourcing the seedlings, supervising and managing the planting, and then doing measurements and maintenance on the reforested areas afterwards.
So this past summer in 2014, you started a very interesting reclamation project. What is it called?
In 2014, we did what we are calling the East Wetland at Genesee Mine. It's a about a 3.5 hectare water body surrounded by about 7 hectares of lowlands and uplands, or riparian areas. And the goal was to reclaim it to a natural area.
And is this actually reclamation that's being done on an old mine site?
It is actually an active mine site. Capital Power and their mining partner, Westmoreland, do what's called progressive reclamation. So as they are mining and removing the coal to use for power generation, they are also reclaiming the areas where they have finished mining. Some of their areas they already have reclamation certificates on, so the reclamation process has been completed on areas that they have mined.
So with the work that you're doing in this East Wetland area, what are the sorts of things that you're planting there?
In the East Wetland, like I said before, we were targeting a mix of native species. We wanted to create a forest area that was similar to forested areas in the surrounding area and forested areas that are, you know, being removed through the mining process. So we wanted to replace that type of an area. That meant that it was going to be a mixed species area with both deciduous and coniferous trees. The main species in that area, it's an upland area, are white spruce for the coniferous species, and then aspen, balsam poplar, and birch for the deciduous species.
So is this a flat area, or is there a bit of a slope to it?
Actually, it sort of looks like a bowl. The water body is in the bottom, and it's surrounded by the uplands in sort of a bowl shape that's north-facing.
So with the research that you're doing in this particular project around the wetland, are there different ways that you're planting things out?
So we've been doing reforestation projects at Genesee Mine for a few years now. I first came on the site in 2008. I was working for the University of Alberta at that time as a technician, and we were doing reforestation research. So through that process, we have tried various ways of replanting trees and have learned a lot of things from that. And there were also operational areas, so they weren't research trials, that had been planted. And we'd had varying degrees of success and some failures with that in terms of the tree establishment. And through that process, we identified competition management, so essentially weed management, as one of the main factors, you know, causing trouble with tree survival into the future.
So what is the problem with competition or weed management? What do the weeds do?
Well, there are probably various ways that they negatively affect tree growth. For example, with the deciduous species, with aspen, simply shading, so removing the light from the trees, is probably one of the bigger factors. There could also be below ground competition. Trees don't like grass very much. If grass encroaches on a tree area, the trees are much slower to grow. And since the grass isn't probably shading the trees, it's probably something that happens below the ground in the root zone. And there's actually ongoing research in reforestation to understand that better. Because it's below the ground, it's harder to study. And there could also be competition for nutrients and for water and that sort of thing. So when we were planning this new reforestation area, we were sort of looking at using two main strategies to deal with the competition. We wanted to plant trees that were physically bigger than the weeds would be in the first season. So that meant having trees that were 50 centimeters or taller, especially for the deciduous trees, which are more susceptible to the weed competition. And we also wanted to test different ways of suppressing the weeds.
Now, where do the weeds come from?
Well, it's both weeds and agronomic species, and a lot of the areas that are being mined through are old farmland. So there's quite a weed seed load in the soil surface. And I've seen this both with mines in central Alberta that are surrounded by agricultural areas. For example, the Nate Boreal Research Program is doing active research on well site reclamation in the Peace River country, and they've said that they see very similar problems there, again, because they're fairly close to agricultural areas.
What are some of the things that you're doing to, I guess, alleviate the competition or to suppress the weeds?
What we're doing to suppress the weeds isn't necessarily new. We are taking ideas that we have either seen work on our reforestation sites already or from other places, and just applying them all together in sort of a field trial setting, since the areas are not replicated. It's not a scientific study, but I feel that the areas that we have, about half hectare areas, are large enough that we can at least draw some operational conclusions to guide future reforestation projects at Genesee Mine. There are four different ways that we're using to suppress the weeds. The first one is using wood mulch. The inspiration for that came from looking at the park areas in the city of Edmonton and along some of the major freeways where they use wood mulch to suppress weeds. And there actually, especially along areas like the Anthony Henday, there are patches of mixed native species trees, and the wood mulch is working very well to suppress the weeds. We also are using a paper mulch, so it's a 40 centimeter square piece of pulp mat that is placed around the tree, and that works quite effectively. Another university study on hybrid poplar indicated that the weeds growing closest to the trees are the ones that affect growth the most. We also tried a new horticultural film that is like a plastic film that's used in planting windbreaks, except that this product, called Bio360, is completely biodegradable. It's actually certified organic, and it's made out of non-GMO cornstarch. So after 2 to 3 seasons, it is supposed to break down completely in the soil. So we thought we'd give that a try. And the final ground cover treatment that we're doing is we're taking the idea of hydroseeding, where you take a wood fiber mix in a water slurry and apply that on slopes for stabilization, and using that to suppress weeds. And this one is looking very promising, because not only could we suppress weeds with it, but since it is hydroseeding material, there is also the potential to deliver seeds onto the site that we want. A mix of native herbaceous and shrub species would be the end goal for such a blend. So we could actually achieve two goals at the same time.
So a way of planting wildflowers there.
Yes, on our site this year, we tested different thicknesses of the what I'm calling spray mulch, because it's no longer hydroseeding. We're sort of reapplying the hydroseeding idea. We tested different thicknesses around the trees, but we also seeded the area in between the trees with a wildflower mix, which came up beautifully. The ground was nicely covered, and we also tested just using a reclamation grass mix in among the trees. And again, this is not really a new concept, it's just a different application of a method that's already being used by the reclamation industry. And I don't think that there are many cases where an area is planted with tree seedlings and then sprayed with hydroseeding material, but we found that it actually worked quite well. And so not only were we able to successfully suppress the sort of unfriendly or weedy competition, we were able to introduce species that we wanted on the sites. We are actually talking with the Nate Boreal Research Group about starting trials is to use native species, the native herbaceous and shrubby species, in a hydroseeding mix.
So when you look at these four different methods that you tried over this past summer, are there any that stand out for you, or did they all work pretty well?
They all worked pretty well. There certainly were some differences in the application. Some were easier to do than others. I think the one that worked the best was the wood mulch. It looked sort of the most natural at the end of the season. It had the best suppression effect. And there were also some other benefits in the sense that the material that we used, it was from another area on the mine where there was a forest that had to be removed. And so it was mulched and the material was pushed into piles. And then we moved it over onto this reclamation site. We also brought some forest species seeds with that material. So I saw some Saskatoon and some rose that had clearly come with the wood mulch. So I see that as being something that we should do more of. And the idea of using material that needs to be cleared away anyway, because as the mine progresses, it will move through forest patches, and salvaging that material and using it in the reclamation process. Another concept that has been applied quite successfully at Genesee Mine over the last few years is the idea of live root transfer. And so similar to what I just talked about with the wood mulch, again, where areas of forest are being removed and the topsoil is being salvaged in advance of mining, take that material and in the same winter season, move it over onto a reclamation site that's going to be a forest. And the benefit of that is that there's a potential to move viable roots from the aspen forest that will sprout into saplings and then trees, become trees later, and also to move all of the beneficial material in the forest floor. So it's almost sort of like a skin graft from an existing forest onto an area that is to be reclaimed.
Now, as for the trees themselves, the saplings or seedlings that you're putting in, what did you look at there? What did you try out?
Again, going back to the original objectives of dealing with the competition, besides suppressing the weeds on the soil surface, the other concept I wanted to test was to use larger planting stock. So we used aspen. The aspen material actually was salvaged material from a Weyerhaeuser research trial to grow native, sort of genetically improved aspen. So aspen coming from the native forest, but selected to grow faster. And the aspen saplings that we used, after they had completed the cycles of research, these aspen seedlings were available. So we were using faster growing native aspen. And they had been grown at the nursery for 2 years, and they were planted bare root. They were about 2.5 feet tall when we planted them. And they actually established very well on the site, and they grew about another 20 centimeters. So when we planted them, they were averaged about 60 to 70 centimeters tall, and they grew another 20 centimeters. That was really successful because now after the first growing season, we had trees on the site that were almost a meter tall, which meant that they were well above the competition canopy, which was typically in about the 50 to 70 centimeter range.
And you had some that you actually took just from sticks. Can you explain that to me?
Yes, we tried something called pole planting. And prior to doing the project, we visited a site just south of Genesee Mine where this had been done successfully on a reclaimed well site. We wanted to try it at the East Wetland. And it doesn't work for all species, but it works very well for balsam poplar and also for willows, species that grow in wet areas and that will root just from a bare stem. And so the process is that one goes into an area with saplings and harvests the saplings typically at the end of March or beginning of April. And then they're stored frozen for a short period of time just to protect them until the time that one can plant them. Then prior to planting, they're soaked for a couple weeks just to make sure that the poles have maximum hydration and also the roots and shoots start to form in that process. And then they're planted. They do best in areas that are near the water table. So at the East Wetland site, the poles were planted sort of in a ring all the way around the water body. And they did quite well. After the first growing season, they had 20 to 30 centimeters of growth on about 70% of the poles, which I thought was a pretty good success rate.
So what do you do for watering and fertilizing? I mean, when you think of a garden, you have to water the plants and you have to fertilize the plants. What do you do out at Genesee?
Well, that's one of the challenges with doing operational reforestation is that one doesn't always have those options available. So one has to pick stock that is going to be hardy for the area. So I try to use trees that are sourced from local material, local seed, so that they are genetically adapted to the area. And I try to use stock sizes and plant them in such a way that the trees are going to survive whatever Mother Nature delivers in terms of water to the site. Fertilization, of course, we can intervene. The challenge with fertilization, though, on trees is that for the most part it's not recommended because there is enough nutrition in the plug that the seedling comes with or that the seedling can get from the site. And if you fertilize it, you also fertilize the competition, and the competition, the weeds will usually do much better on the fertilizer than the trees. I have used a method where you plant sort of teabag sized packets of fertilizer with the tree seedlings, and that works because the fertilizer is being delivered to the tree or in the area of the tree and not to the surrounding competition.
Did you have any problems with the work that you were doing this summer?
Well, it went quite well. We had a good growing season. We did have some challenges when we were establishing the site, but you know, many of those simply related to operational issues. So I think on the whole, it was a very good season for growing trees at Genesee Mine. The measurements that we gathered in the fall suggest that most of our trees had established very well.
So now that you're getting ready for 2015, what are you going to do?
2015, I think, will involve monitoring and planning for the most part. To establish this site in 2014 was a lot of work, just with all of the different treatments that we put into the field trial. So there are a few little projects that we will be doing in 2015. For example, when we applied the wood mulch, because the wood is breaking down, that area will probably need to be fertilized. If we have any noxious weed issues in the area, of course, by provincial regulations, we have to deal with those. So there may be some hand weeding of scentless chamomile or other weeds of concern. Beyond that, we're looking forward to the new reforestation areas and monitoring this area and learning from it, and then doing advanced planning on the new areas so that we can, you know, use the best of our both research knowledge and field experience to hopefully have even better success with the next reforestation area.
Thank you very much, Eckhart.
You're welcome.